Hi, my name is the Kyronad. Welcome to my video and podcast, Protesting and the Law of Attraction, where I give you another profound key of creation about how whatever you focus upon, good or bad, you will get more of that. And how great big contrast of what you don't like and don't want creates great big growth and expansion about what you do like and do want, and helps you get more clarity and focus, hopefully, upon the creation of what you do want rather than what you don't want, so that you can now powerfully create what you do like and more of what you do want into your life. So enjoy my video and podcast, Protesting and the Law of Attraction. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and lots more goodies like this, videos and audios and so forth, and supportive goodies are available to you at my website, zakiron.com. Do become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to make your dreams come true and have a lot more fun and abundance. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom and abundance in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Protesting and the Law of Attraction. Bum, 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 bum. So why do people protest? Rabble, 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 rabble. People see injustice that feels bad to them. They feel helpless to change those injustices and those things outside of themselves. And they believe that it is someone else's job to right that wrong, cure that injustice, get rid of what they don't like and don't want so that they can feel better. So they protest, rabble, rabble, rabble. Most people live like children looking towards the governments to be their mommies and daddies to save them and so forth. But mommies and daddy can't create your reality for you. The government can't create your reality for you. The government can't make you happy. That's your freaking job. And you can't change people's behavior by protesting or legislating their behavior away. Fact of the matter is, contrary to standard social belief, there is no such freaking thing as a victim. And this premise is supported by the old classic, the Bible, that says, "What you sow, you shall reap." And that proverbial statement is really a classic description of the law of attraction, just in a more simplified way, in a more, you know, agrarian sort of way. And the alleged punishment from God for wrongdoing is a misrepresentation of the law of attraction. What you sow, you shall reap really means whatever you are thinking, saying, and doing will grow, and you will create and attract more thoughts, words, and actions. You will reap more things in your life that are of a similar vibration to what you've been sowing. So, if you think, say, and do nice, wonderful things, you will reap what you have sown, which is nice, wonderful things. And if you witness supposed injustice, where someone allegedly victimizes another person, such as the police officer killing a young man unjustifiably, what do you feel? You feel helpless, you feel angry, you feel empathy for the boy and his family. You feel rabble, 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 injustice, that poor bastard. But you feel no empathy at all for the perpetrator, the supposed villain cop. Well, let me give you a profound insight that will lead you on a path of empowerment. Both the victim and the perpetrator are in pain. Both are wounded souls, which is why they both attracted that situation. The young man is wounded in some emotional way, which is why he attracted being hurt and killed by the police officer. his thinking, was not exactly in a peaceful vibration, which is why he attracted that. But the police officer, who unjustifiably and seemingly maliciously killed this boy, is also wounded emotionally, because no one can hurt another person in such a way unless they are also hurting and in pain in some way. That guy is bleeding. He's cut open, bleeding on the street, but yet everybody's not concerned about that. They don't see that. They don't think about that. So a person can only hurt another person because they are hurting and in pain some way, which is disconnecting them from feeling the wrongness, the pain of that they're going to feel if they were actually connected from their actions. If he could feel how bad it feels to hurt another person, he couldn't have done it. And I understand people's desire to protest and try to force governments and the police forces to act differently and to take action to somehow keep similar situations like this from happening again. And even though on the surface this may appear to be a black-white issue and a police discrimination issue and a social inequality issue, etc., etc., and those things may be true on the surface, but the real issue behind it all and below all that surface crap is always attraction. Everyone creates and attracts every single thing in their lives, and everyone created and attracted this issue. The boy and the policeman attracted this tragedy, and the bystanders who witnessed the altercation and subsequent murder, they also attracted this situation, and they have to deal with their own issues about it. And everyone else who feels that it is a race issue or cultural issue, etc., and who take it personally, well, they also attracted it as well. So assuming that I'm not just a crackpot, airy-fairy, new-age guru who has taken too much acid and smoked too much pot, assuming that the law of attraction is actually legitimate, then why did everyone attract this? It makes no sense. Well, it should be pretty obvious, really, when you analyze it from a psychological and even spiritual perspective. Because we're just coming out of the COVID pandemic, everyone is on the edge, and everyone is feeling fragile and helpless and powerless because their number could be up, and the Grim Reaper could be knocking at their door any moment now, and everyone wants to feel empowered. They don't want to feel powerless. No one likes feeling helpless and vulnerable. And so they created a situation, they attracted a situation that they could feel strongly about and protest against, because revenge and anger feels 1,000 times better than feeling helpless and powerless. Feeling angry and being aggressive feels better than acting like a helpless, poor me victim. But you reap what you sow, and violence only begets more violence. And vengeful thoughts just attract more things that you have to try to avenge. So, from a law of attraction viewpoint, protesting does nothing but create more conflict and attract more things for you to protest. But at the same time, if people can focus more upon what they do want rather than what they don't want, then change can actually happen. And change always does come, because the real reason everyone wants anything is to feel good and feel better. And it feels good to imagine everyone being healthy, happy, and prosperous. So if it helps you to focus and be more clear about what you want and what you like and want more of in life by protesting, then protest away. But if your motivation behind protesting is to get rid of your pain and get rid of what you don't want so that you can somehow feel better, then you're on the wrong freaking track, because you will sow what you will reap, and you'll just attract and create more things to feel bad about. In other words, what you focus upon grows, and you just get more of what you are focused upon. If you're focused upon people being happy and prosperous, you will create that, and it will feel good to think about that. And if you're focused upon people not being unhappy, what you are focused upon is unhappiness, because you're feeling unhappy to see people unhappy, which only creates more unhappiness. for you and ultimately everyone else, because you're contributing to the unhappy vibration. But if you'd like to take a much more empowered position, then you must understand that there is no such thing as a victim, and absolutely everyone attracts every single situation in their lives based on what they are thinking, saying, and doing. So protesting against what you don't like is an absolutely futile act and a blatant waste of your powerful creative energy, your valuable creative life force. Protesting against social injustice is a futile act because there is no such thing as social injustice, because everything is attracted by everyone. Of course, certain classes of people may, in general, attract more or less of this and that, but what individual people attract into their lives has nothing to do with class or financial status or race or color or religion or sex or anything except what that individual thinks based on what you individually believe. If class and race, etc., were actual, real, tangible, locked in stone limitations, then no one would break out of their supposed social limitations. But people break out of those supposed social limitations every single day. Just because your father beat you as a child doesn't enslave you to some supposed legacy of pain to similarly beat your children. And in fact, that great contrast could cause you to be the complete opposite and become an absolute saint of a father. Just because you were raised in a poor environment doesn't mean for a second that you are destined to be poor the rest of your life. I could go on and on and on and give you 1,000 examples, but I think you might get my point. So racial injustice or social injustice and religious injustice and any kind of quote-unquote injustice and discrimination you can think of are all complete myths. Like anything, they are only real if you believe they are real for you. Throughout my life, having countless different friends of different races and colors and sexes and religions and sexual orientations and cultural origins, not one of these extremely varied people believed themselves to be victims or to be discriminated against because they decided not to believe in such things as discrimination, because those are the kind of people I have attracted, empowered people. Doesn't matter what they looked like, what they were, they chose to be empowered. Of course, certainly everyone attracts certain situations that are less desirable than others, but the point is, it doesn't matter where you come from or what race or sex or cultural group, etc., that you have come from. Your environment does not have to determine your destiny. How you've been trained to believe does not have to determine your destiny. You don't have to continue to believe that crap. Your choices are what determines your destiny. So even if you don't believe in the law of attraction, you could concede, I believe, the point that a person's decisions and choices and their focus is what determines their destiny. Again, if how you were raised actually determines your absolute destiny, if psychological training by parents and teachers and clergy, etc., were absolute determiners of how you would live your life, absolutely, then no one poor would ever have gotten rich. Yet there are countless stories of poorly raised children surpassing their origins and their training and what they've been taught to believe to become not just successful people, not just happy people, but completely happy, rich, successful, content, and fulfilled people. And that has happened often because big contrast causes big desire, which creates big manifestations. That's why the super poor guy who's on the street can actually become completely rich. So big contrasts on a global scale causes big positive global change. Big limitation causes big expansion, because we all hate limitation, because we are all unlimited, all-powerful creators. And any limitation causes us to desire big expansion and big growth and big improvement. The massive worldwide limitations upon travel and other social interactions have caused humanity to desire even more travel and more intimacy and more global social interactions. So the travel industry will expand even greater than its former $8 trillion status to $10, $15, and $20 trillion because we all love people and we all love peace and we all love friends and we all love fun and we all love prosperity and well-being and we want all those things for ourselves and for everyone on earth. So the so-called COVID pandemic and the global unrest and global economic downturns and depression and protests, etc., are all things of big, giant contrast. In other words, things we don't like and don't want. But what does big contrast about big things we don't like and don't want cause? What do they create? Well, they create a similar big desire for what we do like and do want. Big contrast of what we don't like and don't want causes big change and big improvement and big expansion and big growth and big evolution on a planetary scale. So we can thank the COVID pandemic, and of course, if we go more in the past, we can thank all the wars and famines and all, and et cetera, et cetera. And we can even thank the supposed creators of the COVID disease, assuming that somebody did create it, and the supposed conspirators. And we can thank the emotionally wounded man who attracted being killed by the police officer. And we can thank the emotionally wounded police officer for inflicting that upon the man. And we can thank all of the protesters and the emotionally wounded looters who feel powerless and helpless and want to feel powerful by looting and raping and pillaging. And we can thank the economic depression and the lack of travel freedom and lack of social interaction, etc., etc. Woo! And we can thank all of this contrast of what we don't like and don't want for birthing within us all a massively strong desire for a more peaceful, more abundant, more loving, more healthy, more etc., etc., environment for all life on earth. And that is what all the dramas and traumas create. So don't curse the dramas and traumas, because these dramas and traumas are what is expanding and evolving this planet and life on earth and improving the quality of our lives. The shit is the proverbial fertilizer that grows wonderful new things. So learn to thank the shit. Don't try to love the shit while you are neck deep in it, however. But after the shit has washed away, now appreciate what the shit has birthed for you and others on earth and the improvement that it is creating. So how does all of this apply to you personally? Well, first of all, no one can create another person's reality. You cannot create peace on earth or whatever you want to create on earth. You can't personally do it. You can only create peace or well-being or health or whatever you want in your life. You cannot create health and well-being and prosperity and joy on earth. You can only create those things in your personal life. And then maybe some of that self-made joy, well-being, love, and prosperity, etc., will spill out onto others. And that is all you can do to improve the life of others. That is the only creative control. The only creative control you have on planet Earth is over your own thoughts, beliefs, and reality. No one else. And if you want to create this joy and prosperity in your life a lot faster, start focusing 100% on what you do want and do like, and pay no attention whatsoever to what you don't like and don't want. Did you hear that? Pay no attention to what you don't like and don't want. That means you never, ever, 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 ever watch the news, or listen to or watch the constant or read the constant negative news and you only focus on puppies and kittens and joy and fun and what you want and excitement and what brings you joy. And every day you must absolutely spend an hour of power to yourself before you start your day by meditating and doing affirmations and visualizations about what you want in your life so that you can prepave your way every day to create wonderful experiences all day, every day, so that you can create a wonderful life for yourself. And by you creating wonderful things in your life, you may help to influence others to believe that they too can create wonderful things in their lives. Again, you have no creative control whatsoever to create in anybody else's reality. You have no creative control to improve the lives of others. You having pain and empathy for others does not help them. The only way you can help them is by you improving the quality of your life and influencing them that they can do that too. Now, if you would like a little bit of guidance and direction so that you can get your life on track and learn how to consciously create joy, abundance, love, well-being, and freedom in your life, then contact me now at freesession.info. I'll give you a free 30-minute guidance and coaching session. That's freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. And if you've got cabin fever, you've had enough of this bullshit, and you're ready to start traveling the world at amazing discounts and having more fun and freedom in your life, and you're tired of struggling financially, and you're ready to start creating your own money freedom machine, your own fun machine for yourself to have the time freedom and the money freedom to travel the world now rather than having to wait until you're 65 freaking years of age, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Contact me now. Let's get you on the road to freedom, my friends. I look forward to meeting with you. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to creating heaven on earth with you and traveling with you and helping improve the lives of not just 100 people, not 1,000 people, but 10,000 people. Yes, even 1,000,000 people. 1,000,000 people. That's right, folks. So join with me. Go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's play together. Let's travel the world together. Let's lock arms together. And let's have a shitload of fun together. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And go check out my self-empowering goodies, videos, and audios, etc. at zakyron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom at freekeysofsuccess.info. Woo! My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and joy and adventure and, of course, travel on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!